Or you might gather the hay together and leave it around. What would you call those?
Rakes. Hay rake.
And any places for hay in the barn? Or you might store the hay in the barn. Can you think of any place? The name of a place. Where would you store the hay in the barn?
In the loft.
In the loft, okay. What would you call a shelter for cows? A building shelter for cows.
A what?
A shelter for the cows. Where would you keep them to shelter them? On your farm. It's winter and you want to shelter them. Where would you put them?
Barn.
And how about for horses? If we're a special shelter for the horses?
Stable.
Okay. You know, if you have cows, the place where you stake the cows or pen them for milking, what might you call that?
Dairy barn.
And if it's an enclosure or a shelter for hogs and pigs, what would you call that?
Hog pen.
Okay. A type of farm that produces milk and butter, those kind of products.
Dairy products.
And the area of the farm where you keep the stock and you feed them, right? Or an area of land that's probably kind of fenced in, and you you might have a lot of your stock there, and you feed them right there, bring them up close and feed them.
Feeding pen.
Feeding pen, okay. What do you call that big expanse of area that's fenced in where you put your cows and sheep and so on to graze?
Pasture.
Did you raise cotton on your farm?
Lots of.
When you weed cotton with a hoe, or you just try to weed the cotton, what did you call it?
Hoe.
Okay. Any kind of undesirable grass that you have in a cotton field?
Well, crabgrass was our worst.
Mm-hmm. Any of the others that bothered you out there?
Mm-hmm.
What else might you
have? And then Johnson grass, nut grass.
All these things are different kinds of what?
Grass. Different kind.
And you'd have to go out and get rid of it somehow. Okay.
You want to put that on your back?
Oh, this is fine. What was that big area that you plant the cotton in? You called it the what?
Field.
Now, would you call it something different if you planted watermelons in it? Called a field. If you any different kinds of crops, would you use a different word to describe the area that you planted it?
Well, they would say a corn field, mm-hmm. and a watermelon patch.
Patch, okay. Whether can you think of any others? Just go ahead and think of things you might plant.
And a wheat field.
Tobacco.
No tobacco.
Would you call it a tobacco patch or a tobacco field? Or?
It would be tobacco field.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, reason they changed that, reason they would say that, because, you know, back then, they would just have a small place, about an acre, you know, and they'd sell a lot of watermelon patch over there.
Uh-huh. So if it were smaller, mm-hmm. it might be called a patch.
Mm-hmm. But you see, cotton was there. Big farm.
Huge. And
that's where they all went broke.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Trying to raise cotton, you know, after the boll weevils came along, and they could, if they'd have quit and went into dairy business, mm-hmm. things like that, they would have made it.